Well, assuming we're on, this is the Able Danger Wednesday Spectacular from 1 to 4 Central North American time. And I think I heard some movement at the other end of a microphone, perhaps in Vancouver area of British Columbia. David, are you here?
I am, Phil. Good to be with you.
Well, likewise. This is getting to be a full-time job and then some. I'd like to recognize the fact that we're being hosted by the MicroEffect radio broadcast network from, I never can pronounce the name of the town, and Kamiah, I think. Anyway, it's spelled K-A-M-I-A-H, which is probably a Native American word. I'm partly Native American, so I should be better on my diction. But anyway, the two voices you hear, the American is myself, Field McConnell, at Plum City, Wisconsin, and for some reason I almost said Iowa. And David, the reason I stumbled there and almost said Iowa is I'm looking at a USPS postal certificate that went to Mike Hyde of Wells Fargo in Des Moines, Iowa yesterday, and it was received at 10:27 this morning, so 2 hours and 34 minutes ago he got something rather robust. I'm sort of scrambling for time here and questioning technology as I'm trying to get into the chat room to see who all's there. But in the meantime, David, what's on your mind? What do you think we should discuss today that would be most interesting but also most useful for the people that may be in the chat room or on the radio listening to us?
Thank you, Bill. I think it should be very intriguing for almost everyone on the planet to discover that there were what are called Wells Fargo pass-through certificates on the Twin Towers, which are instruments whereby the money from the tenants passes right through to the loan cartel that financed the transaction and bypasses almost everyone else in the loop. And the intriguing thing that appears to have happened is that there was an insurance policy on those pass-through certificates that would have allowed the lenders to double their money. And also, there was some internal leakage of information that allowed the friends of David Cameron and his wife, Samantha Sheffield, and her mother, Viscountess Astor, to place bets on the changing values of the insurance pass-through certificates on 911. So I would like to explore with you, Phil, because you know more about Wells Fargo than I do. If Wells Fargo had prior knowledge of betting, I think they're called spread bets, on those pass-through certificates, Wells Fargo is in serious danger from top to bottom of being investigated not only by the FBI, but some very angry people who lost relatives in the attack on the World Trade Center.
Do you mind if I jump in with both feet?
Yeah, sure.
Well, first of all, you sound tired, and I know I'm tired. And for anybody out there that thinks we're doing this because we enjoy it, you couldn't be more wrong. This is a lot of work, and it's exhausting, and it takes time from our families and our pursuit of happiness, whatever that means. And it means different things to different people. But having said that, you'll be interested to know, David. First of all, are you in the chat room, David? I don't think you are.
No, I can't function both in those two places at once.
I know, that's where I come in handy, because I can function in two places at once as long as you function on the verbal side of things and I function on the chat thing. Let me read my own comment that went up before your recent monologue referring to Wells Fargo and being in deep kimchi. I put up at 10238 this little blurb: Wells Fargo spread bets, parentheses, contracts for differences, illegal in the U.S. However, Wells Fargo has offices at Canary Wharf, City of London. Capiche? By the way, CCW just asked me to send a copy of the WF communications. I'll just let you know, John Prokup, CCW, that the salient communications between myself and Wells Fargo are up at Able Danger website. They're also up at Able Danger Global. They're probably also up at Presidential Field. Everything we send is electronically tracked. And, in fact, you might have heard me just mention, John, CCW, that at 10:27 this morning, Mr. Mike Hyde, who is the number one guy at Wells Fargo Mortgage in Des Moines, Iowa, and that's not a regional office. That is the Wells Fargo Mortgage honcho, who is, I guess the cat has his tongue because I never can seem to get his attention, but increasing crescendo of his underlings call me or send me the equivalent of junk mail with their preconception that I am trying to refinance a property, and that's not what I'm trying to do either. But because God is a excellent, well, he's a perfect micromanager, he's got me involved with Wells Fargo on two different issues. One is a property that I've given back to them, and it's like a hot potato. When it suits Wells Fargo, they claim they're the owners, like when they had the locks changed and had the plumbing winterized and set the thermostats, and yet when I point out to them that they didn't have permission from me, so does that indicate they're the owner of the property? They say, oh no, you're the owner of the property, and by the way, pay us, which is not going to happen. And I think history will prove here fairly soon that Mr. Mike Hyde of Wells Fargo is almost criminally naive, because on February 21st of 2012, I sent him a three-page letter. In fact, I'm leaning over, and I'm grabbing page one of it. And let me just read this, because this is not about me. This is about laying a foundation. Dear Mr. Hyde, I have received a foreclosure notice from some attorney you have a contract with. I have no contract with them, so I will not communicate with their office. Regarding the property, I have no equity and no interest in the property. I see in the foreclosure amount that the debt amount is blah, blah, blah. According to Clay County, the estimated value is blah, 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 which results in Wells Fargo having positive equity of blah, blah, blah. I waive my rights to any equity and wish to have Wells Fargo provide me relief in a deed in lieu settlement. There is no need for additional expense or emotional suffering unless Wells Fargo brings it. I have previously indicated to you, Mr. Hyde, that I'm willing to sign off on my ownership rights. It goes on page two to encourage Mr. Mike Hyde, the Wells Fargo guru, to focus on the image, which is a Federal Bridge Certificate Authority. I think I got that right. David, correct me in a minute if not. But anyway, he apparently did not heed my advice and have his legal staff look at that. So now, when he failed to meet my deadline, and it was arbitrarily set, by the way, but it was set for the 7th of March of 2012, I had demanded that they get me off the title or give me a clear title if they could find one, which they can't, of course, because of MERS software. That's M-E-R-S, which is, in fact, CCW is going to put up a link if I move this one up, but MERS is Mortgage Electronic Registration System, I think. But what I know is MERS was developed for Wells Fargo at McDonald Detweiler in Vancouver, British Columbia. The software writer, engineer, was Ryan Thomas, and I've shared that fact with Mr. Mike Hyde. I've also shared with him an image of the FBCA, Federal Bridge Certificate Authority, which ties Wells Fargo and the state of Illinois to the attacks of 9/11 financially. And now today, today's Wednesday. For the last 4 days, David and I have been running about 30 hours a day trying to communicate information to the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, and what we're communicating with not only them, but four attorneys at BLBG Law Firm, and if I can find my notes here, I'll tell you what that stands for, but I can't find my notes, so it's BLBG. L is Litowitz, G is Grossman, 1B is Berger, and the first B I can't remember, and it doesn't matter, but it's apparently a pretty big legal firm that's taking Wells Fargo to the cleaners over a fraud that they perpetrated in the real estate venue, and the fraudulent real estate transactions have a direct linkage to what it is that I've been communicating to Mike Hyde of Wells Fargo for the last month plus. And just today, and if anybody wants this, by the way, in fact, when I turn it over to David and we go to the first break, whichever occurs first, I will send today's email to Wells Fargo to CCW. And then if he has the time, since he doesn't have to talk on the radio, if anybody wants it, they can contact CCW in the chat room and just let them know what email address to send this letter to. But in today's letter, it went to the SEC office in Washington, D.C. It went to the SEC office in Chicago, to the SEC office in San Francisco. It went to four attorneys at BLBG Law Firm. And the delightful significance of God's micromanagement of this issue for the benefit of global little people is that in the case of BLBG lawyers and the SEC pursuing Wells Fargo, there was also a deadline of the 7th of March. And so poor little Mr. Hyde at Wells Fargo Mortgage is probably scratching his head and wondering how I arranged that. And the honest answer is I didn't arrange it. And if there's an arrangement that includes the SEC and Field McConnell, it's only a divine arrangement. In other words, it's dumb blind luck for those of you who don't believe, or it was meant to be for those of you who do believe. David, I think that's enough of a fire hose for me. But I'm going to go right now and send this email to CCW, the most recent email, the damning one. Oh, by the way, just in case G-Ark's here, and I don't know if he is or he's not. Yep, he's not here yet. G-Ark is actually Craig backwards, K-R-A-I-G. Backwards is G-I-A-R-K. And he works about 30 hours a day doing the Presidential Field website and a bunch of research and a bunch of video products. So we're all overworked. None of us are getting paid. And this would be an excellent time to point out that this week, three people decided that they didn't like what we're doing, so they left in a huff. That happens, and people are allowed to leave in a huff if they wish. They're always welcome back because we don't overreact, at least I don't think we do. But we also don't have any excess time to repeat ourselves, typically speaking, because everything that David and I collectively are aware of has already been published, and every day we publish more. And David, if you can take over for a minute, I'm going to send this. In fact, what I'll wait is I'll wait. It's now 12 minutes after the hour. I'll wait until 17 minutes after the hour in case anybody else wants to put their email address in the chat room. Otherwise, I'll get this email ready to send to CCW. And I don't know if... Nope, Fanny's not here either, the lady from Scotland. But I'll send it to CCW, and if anybody wants it, they can contact him. Over to you, David.
Thanks, Phil. Maybe it'd be worth just tracking on some of the events of 9-1-1 as it relates to the Securities and Exchange Commission. They had an office actually on floors 11, 12, and 13 of building number 7. And inside that office were all their current files on criminal and racketeering investigations into dot-com frauds. And, well, I think now we can probably speculate, including spread betting out of the City of London. And it would obviously be absolutely vital to destroy that material in order to make sure that when the investigators arrived at the crime scene of 9-1-1, they couldn't track back the originators and the perpetrators to this spread betting theory that we're developing on the fly out of United Kingdom. Now, a few days ago, there was a revelation that a man called Peter Cruddas, C-R-U-D-D-A-S, who's a hedge fund guy and a multi-millionaire, actually a billionaire, in the United Kingdom. He was treasurer of the Conservative Party, and he appears to have been selling or promising some kind of return on investment for people who put money into the Conservative Party. And he was using phrases, well, £100,000 is really nothing. If you want to get into the Premier League and have dinner with the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom and start shaping policy, you're looking at £250,000, which is around £500,000. Well, that caught my attention. First of all, this guy is a disgusting animal. You can see it on the little video shoot that we're doing. He'd sell his grandmother. But perhaps more interesting, Peter Cruddas is the founder of an outfit called CMC, which engages in what is called spread betting and contract for difference on the futures markets. And both of those activities appear to be illegal in New York and the United States according to the rules and regulations set up by the Securities and Exchange Commission, which hasn't stopped and this is speculation at the moment, various friends of Peter Cruddas, which includes the family office insiders of the Cameron families, the Sheffield families, and the Astor families, from engaging in spread bets and contract for difference through the 9-1-1 attack on the United States of America. And very interestingly, it turns out that Wells Fargo had in its custody what are called pass-through certificates for the Twin Towers during those attacks. And the pass-through certificates, as I mentioned, and I think it's worth reading this the first paragraph of this letter that's going out through Field and is going on, and maybe it's in the process of winging its way around the internet as we speak. But let me read this first paragraph and then have Field jump back in and we can start defining terms, because I make no apology for this jargon. It's not my jargon. It's not Field's jargon. It's the jargon of some extremely devious and dangerous and ruthless killers that allows them to keep the layperson out of their internal conspiracies to, amongst others, overthrow the government of the United States. So PlumCityAbleDanger.net, March 28th, 2012. The Able Danger White House announced, and that's really the Able Danger White House group that hopes to put someone like Field McConnell or people who have or share his values into the White House in this next election period, November of this year. The Able Danger White House announced today that it has linked Wells Fargo wealth managers to spread bets placed on behalf of a Samantha Cameron and Astor family office on the value of Twin Towers pass-through certificates during the 9-1-1 attacks on the World Trade Center in New York. Now, what that means is if you are an insider of that family office centered around David Cameron, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and Samantha Cameron, née Sheffield, who is a direct descendant of Nell Gwynne, the mistress of Charles II, and Viscountess Astor, who is a friend of the Cray twins, which was a criminal family that basically ran London and the House of Lords and the House of Commons through a pedophile entrapment and extortion racket in the 50s and 60s. That would mean these people, if they developed a sufficiently effective method of penetrating these large banks and hedge funds, they would have been able to place the bets on the right side of the spread if both towers came down on the same day. And what that would mean if both towers came down on the same day, the value of those pass-through certificates, if they'd been insured through Lloyd's of London, would double. Because the pass-through certificate had a phrase, $3.2 billion per event. And if they could divine both towers coming down as two events, the value of those pass-through certificates, from the Lloyd's insurance point of view, would be $6.4 billion. Instead of the cost of the mortgage, which was paid through Larry Silverstein, to the Port Authority of New Jersey and New York, of $3.2 billion. So there was a huge upside for an insider who had knowledge that there was a group of people, which I'm going to come to, who would be in a position to place incendiary bombs inside the Twin Towers with a pretty good chance of bringing them down both together on the same day, as opposed to the failure of what they attempted to do in 1993. And in 1993, they had a bomb put in World Trade Center Tower Number 1, I believe, an incendiary bomb with 100 pounds of aluminothermic, or atomized aluminum powder, which is an accelerant that gives you a very high temperature. And the idea was, and I believe it was the same family office, was to knock down Tower Number 1 into Tower Number 2 and bring them both down together. So, Field, you know something about the Wells Fargo operation and its role in this mortgage scandal. Is there any connection, or do you see a connection between Wells Fargo, which is seen as a principal in the subprime mortgage scam, and the Wells Fargo connection to the pass-through certificates on the Twin Towers? Are we talking, in your opinion, about the same kind of fraud?
Yes, and I don't think my opinion matters at all. And I say that humbly and honestly. I'm just a, and I'm not trying to be spooky or anything else. I've just been called by God to play this small part. And by the way, David, if you could see our chat room, you'd be dazzled by the quickness and the accuracy, because I had just, right before you asked me that, I had asked Sonny Spanner, one of our three Dutch agents today, if he could remember the call sign of Speckled Trout on 9/11. And he came back. In fact, let me just get the timing right. 19 seconds later, he came back with the answer, Trout 99. I've never met Sonny Spanner. That's not his name. He shows up in the chat room as Giant Mistress. By the way, I don't know where he got the name Giant Mistress, but it's always caught my attention for these reasons. When it comes to NEADS, SEEDS, WADS, or anybody else in the air defense sector, NEADS being the most significant, Northeast Air Defense Sector, they have certain call signs for certain functions, and two call signs that get sort of meshed there with Giant Mistress is on the morning of 9/11, Giant Killer was the controlling agency of Whiskey 386 Airspace, where at least three airplanes went to get vaporized. And Mistress could relate to Babylon, to New York City, or from an air defense sector to Huntress. Huntress, H-U-N-T-R-E-S-S, is an air defense sector call sign, along with some other interesting names like Bigfoot. But the military and heavy breathing and typing, am I hearing? I don't know if you're hearing or not. We don't know everything. Anyway, David, what I was going to say is I'm going to answer your question to the best I can, but, you know, it's not about me or you or both of us or even Able Danger, because as we're finding out this week, when we have at least four absentees, maybe six, three of whom have gone because they don't like what we're doing, which, you know, we're not here to please everybody. We're not even, David, would it be, I want to ask, put you on the spot here. Do you and I ever disagree, yes or no?
We sometimes disagree about who is the smartest forensic economist in the world, but then I think no, we don't, Phil.
See, right there we disagree, because I'd say we sometimes do disagree, but we can't even agree on whether we disagree or not, because we're in a very fluid situation here, and, you know, it troubles some of us and confuses others when we have three people claiming to be Able Danger agents, which is sort of interesting because there is no Able Danger. For instance, if someone tried to find the Able Danger office or the Able Danger leader, they would frustrate themselves. So we're a cyber virtual network that changes with the speed of heat. And I'll just, from the bottom up, I'll tell you who we are today. Zappy, We Are Winning, W. Broaden, Vanessa, Trixie09, Stonewall, S2 Frog, R.J. Barnett, Renee M.S., Michigan, Mac, Mark, Mensa Max, and Mir Nathan. I'm not going to scroll up. But we do change every day. Some come and some go. And I think our mission is nearly complete. That doesn't mean our virtual network is nearly complete. In fact, the opposite's the case. I just put up a comment a minute ago, and I promised to answer your question, David. I recall it. Atomite News, which is neither Adam. In fact, his name is something else, and I know his name. But sometimes people get confused when we use their real names. Just to demonstrate, there's no confusion on my part. My name is Field, F-I-E-L-D, McConnell, M-C-C-O-N-N-E-L-L. Everything I do, I believe to be honest and in the interest of the public, and I don't mean the public in the United States of America. I mean the public globally. As much as I think the United States military needs to be extremely powerful, I think an even greater need is for the United States military to be deployed for the benefit of the United States and the United States citizenry, and not as the rental gangsters for the banks in Europe, typically. Now, I may be forgetting a couple of American banks that like to participate over there in Canary Wharf. But your question, David, about 5 minutes ago was, do I see a parallel in the frauds involving Wells Fargo, the frauds that are coming to light in the mortgage business out in California, where the SEC is jumping all over Wells Fargo. And I'm doing every single thing I can do as a private individual or as a member or non-member, whatever it is, of Able Danger, which either does or doesn't exist. I'm doing everything I can think of, and it's very tiring to throw as much kerosene and gasoline and matches on the fire that's surrounding Wells Fargo right now, because I think at the highest levels of Wells Fargo, they certainly know what they've been involved in. Otherwise, they would not need a presence in Canary Wharf. David's going to tell you when they may have moved over to Canary Wharf, but there's some other big financial interests from the United States that have moved their headquarters from, say, New York City to Canary Wharf. And if you want to, I don't use the term New World Order, but if you want to go looking for one world bank, you could start at no better place than Canary Wharf. But I'd like to reach out to our three Dutch friends right now. And for the three Dutch friends, you know who you are, and W. Broaden, you're not one. Sonny Spanner and the other two guys, Bob. Our Dutch friends, since they're in Europe and Western Europe, and since I've been to Holland many times and I love it over there, I would like to know from a Dutch perspective if they feel that the centralized banks are mostly headquartered in City of London, or if they would add some other cities, for instance, Brussels, or anything else they may wish to add, keeping in mind that William of Orange might be a name that we look at here, because there's a bank, and I don't know if the bank is ING or who, but it's Orange and it's Dutch. So I'll put that question out to the Dutch guys in the chat room. And Mensa Max, you asked me what my father's name was. Actually, what my father's name is, and my father's name is Glenn Alexander McConnell. And, of course, he died in 2008. But, David, did I answer your question, or should I try to focus a little more?
No, that's excellent. Thank you, Field. So I think I agree with you. Well, I do agree with you. I believe the subprime mortgage scam, to a very large extent, was driven by loan syndicates led by Wells Fargo. And the Twin Towers pass-through certificates was an insurance scam driven by Wells Fargo. So we potentially have, through Wells Fargo, the ability to bring down and expose the perpetrators of both scams. So I think that's really exciting. But I'd like go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just putting something in the chat room right now, and it may be something you want to include in your answer. Can I read it to you?
Please.
Subprime scam pulls Chicago, Wells Fargo, Clinton's, Gorelick, and Raines.
Right. Oh, there's a meeting.
Yeah. That's sort of a short answer. I'd like to have a better answer later, but we got to go to a break right now. We'd encourage everyone, including our Dutch friends, including Bob the Builder, to remain with us. Please go vote twice so Agent Vanny doesn't get upset with me. And we'll be right back. Consider making a donation to the Micro Effect Radio Broadcast Network if you can, because these services don't come free, even though David and I have been working for free for about 6 years. Thank you. We'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this free excerpt from today's program. Register to become a sponsoring member so you can hear the complete interview for any of the radio shows in our library. Just click the sidebar link and select your membership level. It's that easy.